You know, when I was raising my children, and I'm still doing that, one of my little girls, her name is Skye, and when she was just a baby, she would love to sit on my stomach when we were in the swimming pool or in the ocean, and she would just sit up there, and she would love to sing. And when she would sit up on there, we would sing this song. And I would put my arms in the water, and she would be sitting up there. She's a year old, year and a half old, and she would laugh. She was always full of laughter and beauty. And we'd sing this song. And as we'd sing the song, I remember going back into my home and writing the words down, because they seemed to me that some of the simplest things that we say to ourselves continuously often get repeated because there's such great wisdom in them. Like that quote I used earlier of Shakespeare's, to be or not to be, that is the question. It is the fundamental question that Emerson and Thoreau and Alcott and Hawthorne and Julia Ward Howe and all of these people who came here, Louisa May Alcott, so all of these people were asking these questions and asking people to look at their own lives and to find within them their own divinity, and not be doubting that and finding fault with it. And as we would sing this song, I thought it had so much meaning, it had so much sense. And the song goes like this, most of you know it. We would sing, row, row, row. And as we would sing, row, 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 I would think that just means to me, just go out there into your life and be and work and do. Because when you're born, Khalil Gibran, the Lebanese poet, said, when you are born, your work is placed in your heart. There's something that you came here to do. There's no mistakes in this universe. The only mistakes are the mistakes that we have, that we are separate from the perfection into which we were created. Row, row, row your boat. Don't row my boat. Don't row somebody else's boat. Don't try to row a boat that somebody else tells you you should be rowing. Row, live, work your own boat. And how do you row this boat? Always gently, always gently, always with love, always with peace, always with kindness. Row your boat that way. Row your boat gently down the stream. Don't row up the stream. It takes away all of your energy, and it'll just create a counterforce of frustration for you. Get in the stream of life and row your boat gently down the stream with the currents of life, with the great Creator, merrily, always with joy, always with cheerfulness, merrily, 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 merrily. And you know, Thoreau put it this way. He said, our truest life is when we are in our dreams awake, because life is but a dream. Let's sing it together, just for a minute, together. Ready? Row, row, row your boat gently down the stream. Merrily, 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 life is but a dream. That's all it is. It's just a dream. God bless you, and thank you for coming today.
Coming up next, a special bonus segment. Dr. Dyer demonstrates the energy of our thoughts, plus a special musical performance.
Everything in the universe has an energy. This isn't just scientific talk. We're now beginning to discover, through some of the work that is being done by kinesthesiologists and so on, that every thought has an energy. And that thoughts go from very, very low and slow energy to very high and very fast energy. And these can be measured in terms of how they affect and impact us.